Program number LS211. Two men are standing very near to each other. Both are talking, at least whispering. From a distance, it's hard to tell much about them. One is standing tall, looking into the sky. The other seems quieter, like maybe he's hurt, or at least in deep thought. I move a bit closer. Soon I could hear what they were saying. They were talking about life. In fact, they were praying. One of them said, "Lord, I've contributed heavily to charity again this year. I've given the very limit that present income law will recognize. No charity has been overlooked. I've provided for crippled children, welfare mothers, ghetto dwellers, the poor in Appalachia, the Heart Fund, Cancer Fund, Red Cross." Then the other spoke, "When I see the suffering in the world, Lord, and when I'm honest with myself about how little it has concerned me, I can only beg you and my fellow man to forgive me. I will not fool myself, and I can't fool you. I am a selfish man. I have loved possessions more than people. My feeble attempts at charity were nothing more than gestures to soothe a painful conscience." The first man again spoke, "I'm a good man, Lord. I'll say it right out. It might sound boastful to other men, but you know all things, and you know it's true. I've done everything required of me, and then a little more, just to make certain. Frankly, Lord, I'm not worried about salvation. In my case, I don't see that you have any choice. I say that respectfully, you understand." As I thought about what that man was saying, the other began to speak again. "One time I caused my wife to cry because I was unreasonable and petty. Can I ever do enough good to her to make up for that? I can only count on her love to make her forgive and forget. And I know it's the same with you, Lord. How can I buy your love? There isn't enough money in the world to do it. I'll never leap the chasm between us by my own power. I need you, Lord." And then the other spoke again. "I'm especially thankful that I'm not like that man over there. Look at him, Lord. Crocodile tears in his eyes. Isn't it disgusting? He ought to get off his knees and start making something of himself, like I have." We walk away so we can think. What we've just overheard is two views of life, one oriented toward me and the other looking toward others. The one did what he did for himself more than for anyone else, while the second man was feeling for others. What we've done is stand back and observe the lives of two men. One of the men probably touched us. He seemed human and caring. The other man was doing his duty, but he seemed hard and selfish. We may have felt torn between the two. We found something tender and appealing in the one, but then something told us that the other was really more in line with life's reality. Perhaps this is where religion has gone astray. While it proposes to do its duty, it often appears uncaring, unloving, insensitive. It tells itself that it's good, while men who stand looking on see it as arrogant and prideful. And yet, there is no doubt that what our world needs most is not merely duty doers, but people who can reach across and feel the pain in another's life and care, people who love with meaning. I'm Landon Saunders. The teacher never approved a life or a religion that was bent on doing its duty while remaining hard, unloving, and isolated. To the contrary, he approved the sensitive life, who was not afraid to feel the pain in his brother's life. He approved the life that was honest, the life that served others rather than judging others. How do you feel about this? My address is Landon Saunders, Box 7401, Chicago. The address again, Landon Saunders, Box 7401, Chicago. This is Heartbeat.